The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
But your experience afterwards is heartbreak and grief and sadness and sorrow.
One of the largest pro-life organizations in America continues to see beauty from ashes.
The pro-life movement is actually helping and caring for moms.
Yes.
And empowering moms and saying what you can do, whereas abortion only takes the life of a child and tells a mom what she can't do.
Welcome to Life Today. That's Tammy Trent over there.
Hello.
I'm Randy Robinson, and I don't know if you know this, but I am the result of an unwanted pregnancy. I was an unplanned child, and I thank God that my biological mother gave birth to me, chose life, and that James and Betty Robinson adopted me and raised me. Tough situations can work out at least somewhat okay. I think I turned out all right.
Turned out sort of okay.
So, but, you know, abortion is a serious issue, and it's one that we need to be really good at handling in the church and offering people hope and healing while standing on truth. And if you missed the other program yesterday on the broadcast with Jeff and Trisha Bradford, they talk about their testimony. It's also in this book, Beauty from Ashes. So we want to let you know about that. But if you missed that program, go to lifetoday.org. You will want to see that.
Yes.
And they're back. Jeff, Trisha, welcome back.
Thank you for having us back.
And so, you know, one of the reasons I wanted to have you back is because one of the outreaches of Life is to support your organization, the Human Coalition. So when people support Life Outreach International, you help support the Human Coalition. And I'm thrilled for that. I love you guys. I love your heart, and I love the work that you do. Tell people a little bit about Human Coalition.
Well, I want to just say thank you to Life Outreach International for being a partner. We couldn't do this work without you guys. Yeah. And it's because of you that every day babies are saved from abortion and mothers are cared for. And that's what we get to do. And God's called us into this work. We're now one of the largest pro-life, pro-woman organizations in the country with about 260 employees across the country.
Wow.
You know, building an outreach for women who believe that abortion is their only option, that are online Googling to have an abortion, and we reach out to them and bring them into a system of care and give them truly empowered options. We have telecare across state by state now after Dobbs, and so they get to talk to a nurse immediately and begin to counsel them for life and adoption, and it's a beautiful story. And so it's the story that I think Trisha and I had hoped someone would have stepped in for us, stepped in the gap and said, hey, this is your child.
Yeah.
You can do this.
Yes.
And that's what Human Coalition gets to do every day. And now over 30,000 lives that have been saved because of our partnership with you and folks like you across the country.
So the fact that you guys chose abortion all those years ago, which, again, they talk about on the other program, so lifetoday.org, so does that change how you approach abortion as an issue and how you approach women?
Yes. There's no doubt. Our personal story is what drives me. And honestly, it was the last thing that, as you can imagine, that I wanted to do. As we mentioned, you know, deeply ashamed of our story. We would love to have a story like yours, where parents adopted.
Yeah.
And that's the beautiful story. And so the one that we chose, obviously, was death. And yet God has used that in amazing ways and has redeemed us and reconciled our marriage. And again, I just want to say to anyone out there that's experienced abortion that there's no sin greater than the cross of Christ, that the Lord heals and forgives. But it's one that has shaped our lives and how we do our work, knowing how important it is to be the hands and feet of Jesus, of stepping in the gap for a mom and saying, you can do this. And what I'm proud about with Human Coalition is We counsel moms, but we also provide true help and hope, things like housing and education and childcare, legislation that cares for mom. We quarterback all of those services, over 10,000 organizations that we've curated to walk alongside that mom. Mm. And so we have to take care of mom. Yeah. She's the one, she believes abortion is her only option because the culture has told her you have to kill your child in order to flourish, and that's just not true. I'll give you one stat that might encourage you, and it's also heartbreaking at the same time. 76% of the moms who call us who believe abortion is their only option, they're heading to the abortion clinic, they're looking for an appointment. Those same moms will tell us 76% of the time that they would prefer to parent if their circumstances were different.
Wow.
So their hearts are broken. They've been told you can't do this. You must kill your child. The problem is you go into Planned Parenthood or the abortion clinic, you take the life of your child, and you come out with all the same issues you had before. Mm-hmm. And the pro-abortion, you know, industry is not helping those moms. Yeah. It's the pro-life movement that's doing this kind of work. And so we have to care for moms. It becomes the bottom line.
So you talk about circumstances, 76%, I think you said, feel like they would rather parent if things were different.
Yes.
So if somebody's struggling right now, they're Googling. And one thing I love is when I went to your website, the homepage said this. This is the first thing I read. Make choosing life possible. Share the love of Christ with the next mom seeking an abortion. She's online right now.
That's right.
She's looking right now for answers. Yeah. She's looking for answers. The next mom seeking an abortion doesn't want one, but she doesn't feel like choosing life is an option right now.
That's right.
She's online right now. She might be watching the broadcast right now.
Maybe
her grandmother is, maybe her mom is. Pick up the phone and I call you. What am I going to get on the other end that would change my circumstances today?
First, you're going to get a nurse, which is one of the most trusted professions, and someone who really understands their situation. And they're going to understand all their options. They're going to understand what parenting will look like, what adoption and foster care, and what the abortion is. So whether they choose life or choose abortion, and we certainly hope they choose life, that we're going to care for them and walk with them and educate them on where they're at right now. But not only are we going to help them with great counseling, but then we're going to provide what we call continuum of care, where we have social workers. They're going to walk with you as long as you want to walk with us, up to 3 or 4 years at times. And we're going to help you with housing if that's an issue, or your employment, or childcare. These are resources that are available in America, but the mom doesn't know where to go for them. She's just panicked. She thinks abortion is the only option. That's the only thing she can control right now. Let me get rid of that and go back to the situation I was in. But the beauty is that you get to choose life. And you know what the most incredible thing for me is, especially having come from where we came from, is getting to see a mom who was hours from taking the life of their child to 8-9 months later, seeing that baby in her mother's arms, being held and saying, I can't believe I almost aborted my child. And you see a life being held in their mother's arms. That's the most incredible thing. And it's the gospel story. Yeah. This is the story that we all live of taking something really hard and turning it into something really beautiful.
Yeah.
And that's what drives me every day.
I love it. Let me ask you this though, Trish. What is Planned Parenthood and similar organizations, what are they not telling a young pregnant girl when they go in there that you discovered the hard way?
Sure. That is trauma. Yeah. I mean, it's what you experience is very traumatic. And it's very confusing because afterwards you have such grief. And you're thinking, well, I mean, my country legalizes this, and it was just a glob of cells, and, you know, whatever lies, you know, they want to tell you, but your experience afterwards is heartbreak and grief and sadness and sorrow. And it goes on and on.
But our experience was even worse than that.
So at the end of when I was coming out of the anesthesia, the abortionist asked me, do you want to know what the sex was of your baby?
Oh, gosh.
And, you know, I called for the nurse. You know, you're confused. And you're wondering why he even said that. And, of course, you're just kind of blocking it out as well and just wanting to get out of there. It was just so sterile and cold. I didn't remember that until I went through the post-abortive Bible study.
The stuff that you suppressed, that you just, I don't want to go there. I don't want to think about
That's
it.
Right.
I don't want to think about this for years. And yet it was there and it was affecting everything
all along. Yeah.
And Tammy, in our last session, you asked about, you know, part of why we wrote this book. And the other reason that I didn't give in the last, our last session together was after Dobbs, there was so much media and news about how the life movement hurts women, that doesn't care for women, that they can't get medical help. And we saw so many lies and misrepresentation of what is really going on. And we know the truth. We know that the pro-life movement is actually helping and caring for moms and empowering moms and saying what you can do, whereas abortion only takes the life of a child and tells a mom what she can't do. And, you know, those are the things that have driven us to do what, to care for moms well, to love them. And so many of these moms that we see every day have no one in their lives telling them, you can do this. And having someone that's loving on them, that's caring for them. 97% of the women we bring in tell us that they would refer a friend or family member, even those that abort their child, that go on and abort. And so it just shows you how much they're needing true support and help.
Yeah.
it's one of the easiest things to do in this situation is to curse the darkness, because it's very real. It's very dark. They're lying to young women.
Yes.
They're taking lives of innocent children.
Yes.
And literally the Bible says that God hates those things, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, cursing that darkness is easy. Okay. What I love is that you guys are lighting that candle. You're shining a light. Mm-hmm. And we really have to get there,
yeah,
right?
That's right.
What do you say to the average person who's at home watching, going, wow, I mean, I love, yay them, you know? Yeah. What can we do as the body of Christ, all of the body, not just one little piece, to help women to see that life is precious? And yes, you are in a difficult circumstance, but there can be beauty from your ashes.
That's right.
How do we get better at this?
Well, I think one of the reasons, you know, as I mentioned, of writing this book is to start a conversation, to be able to talk about this issue in winsome and graceful and loving ways. You know, you think about why is it so much clash? I mean, we should all be caring for moms and helping save babies and care for those children. So I think it starts at our churches. I think our pastors have to continue, and we have to have more pastors talking about the life issue, again, in ways that are healing and redemptive. Mm-hmm. It feels like, as I mentioned before, the unforgivable sin, because so many pastors either they will say they consider it a political issue, and yet we all know it's a spiritual issue.
Yes, yes.
And so they don't talk about it because they don't want to polarize their congregation. Mm-hmm. And that's where we're not bringing healing, we're not bringing light, we're not talking about this. And our voices just have to continue to be heard.
Well, I think for me, Randy, this program is so good and so helpful. Yeah. It's given me tools and information. And so I think for me, my takeaway is like, now I have some answers. Now I can help people. Like if somebody came to me today and said, Tammy, I am struggling. I don't think there's a way out of this. I have no options. And I'm grateful for you guys because I feel like now I'm more equipped to say, but wait a second. There are more options than what you're being told.
Yes.
There is a way out.
Yes.
It probably looks different than what you think. But let me give you some numbers. Let me give you some direction. People that want to love on you, yes, walk you through this and help you understand what these options are going to look like. Choosing life in any area of our life will always be better, yes, than choosing death.
That's right.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's
I also right. love the fact that you're exemplifying that even those who have chosen abortion, God can still bless.
Yes.
How many children do you have?
We have four.
You have four children?
Yes, by God's grace.
Yes.
Yes.
And I know you still have that empty place.
That's right.
Yes.
But yet there is joy.
Yes.
There is,
yes,
some fulfillment. There's fulfillment, you know, there is
sure,
beauty. And purpose. I really, in a tough program like this one, I really like to leave people with some hope.
Yes.
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 For those who have gone through an abortion or contemplating it or in difficult circumstances, what assurance can you give them, yeah, that there is hope?
Well, they have a Heavenly Father that loves them,
right,
that will never leave them nor forsake them.
Mm-hmm.
And you have communities that want to come around you and help you, that there's help and hope out there. You know, we want to help those women at Human Coalition and bring them into that system of care, in that continuum of care, and ultimately help bridge them to a faith community where they can flourish.
Mm-hmm.
We have so many stories of moms that were homeless, that just bought their first house. I mean, we have amazing stories of moms that felt hopeless, and they've now come into a community where we can all gather around, help each other. That's the body of Christ.
Yes.
That's what we're called,
yes,
to do. That's what we are calling churches to do. Get involved. Talk about this winsomely and gracefully, and let's,
yes,
end abortion.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make it, our vision is to make it unthinkable, the same way that you, mm-hmm, think about human slavery today, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
And unnecessary. Now people say, unnecessary? What do you mean by that? Why would you say that? It's not necessary. To the mom, she thinks it's necessary, and how do we help make that unnecessary for her? And that's providing that continuum of care.
Yeah.
And so the body of Christ coming together is a beautiful thing, and we've experienced that in the gospel story of ourselves, of God reaching us and rescuing us and restoring us. And that's what we help at Human Coalition, is reach that mom who believes that abortion is her only option, rescue her and the child from abortion, and restore her back to wholeness and back to the gospel community.
Love it. I just want to say thank you on behalf of Life Outreach International for the work that you do.
Yeah.
It is an honor and a pleasure to serve alongside you, mm-hmm, and support what you do. So thank you.
Thank you again for supporting, yeah, us. We love you guys and are grateful,
absolutely,
for your ministry. You guys making impact all over the world.
It's personal to me too, though.
Yes.
To go, yes, we're doing something to help mothers in tough situations.
Thank you.
And mm-hmm, leading people to choose life. I was blessed because,
yeah,
one woman chose life and another family raised me and,
yeah,
showed me God's love.
Praise God.
I want that.
Yeah.
If you're struggling in that area, pick up that phone and call the number. That's someone who is ready to pray with you, to encourage you today. We can do this. We can love better. We can live better. We can choose life together.
Mm-hmm.
There's another situation that seems hopeless for a lot of families, a lot of mothers, a lot of young children. And there's another way that we can reach out and bless people with the love of God and encourage them by meeting that practical need, because,
yes,
that is such a powerful combination.
Totally.
Meet that practical need.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Here's a way that you can do this. I hope you'll join us in blessing people through the Mission Feeding Outreach today.
These orange bowls full of vitamin-enriched soup are dished up daily to thousands of children in the school feeding program. This is why we can say Mission Feeding saves lives. And because of Mission Feeding, we're saving lives in other ways. In areas hit by natural disasters, our mission partners are answering the call with emergency food distribution efforts. Mission Feeding also provides malnutrition clinics, therapeutic milk for children who cannot tolerate solid food. And we distribute boxes of food packs to clinics so mothers can feed their children as they struggle to survive the ravages of malnutrition. Maria de Fatima is a mother who benefited from Mission Feeding. Maria took her son Zaysha, who was suffering from malnutrition, to a rural clinic near her village where he was given food. As Maria shared her story with John Yates, Zaysha decided he would come in and join the activity.
So he just came in from playing. And the fact is, this little boy was severely sick just a few months ago. And he's able to play today because Maria can receive food rations from the malnutrition clinic.
But the reality for mothers in countries like Angola is the mortality rate among children under 5 is the highest in sub-Saharan Africa. And a major contributing factor for their deaths is malnutrition. Children like Zaysha can only be saved if we continue Mission Feeding.
And so I'm asking you, would you help us? Would you help us continue to help Maria? And would you help us help other mothers just like Maria?
And God bless you for making a long journey here and come to my humble house.
Can I just give a little bit of a shout? Hallelujah. Amen. We are doing it. We are doing it. You saw it in that piece right there. That is something to get excited about. Together, we are doing it. We're making a difference. We're making an impact. We are helping to save lives. This is working. Your giving is working. You can see it right there. So the flip side to that is the need to keep working, to keep moving in these areas, to keep reaching out, to keep bringing life-saving food to these families and these children. We have been given incredible opportunities. Every time I get on a plane and I travel to another country, I see the need. But many times I see, as they're standing in those lines, waiting for that bowl of soup, I am seeing every single life change because of what's in this bowl, because of what you gave to put in this bowl. So let me just say today, thank you, thank you, thank you. But there is so much more work to be done.
And you know, we go wherever there is need.
Yes,
and it
do.
Does move at times. Different things happen, whether it's a conflict in an area, a flood, a famine. The important thing is that we're there when the need is great so that children don't get to the point where they're in one of our malnutrition clinics.
Right. Yep.
And exhibiting all the signs of malnutrition. And the way that works is we continue what we're doing, expand it into areas where the need arises. Because we have the people on the ground. We have the supplies, we have the know-how, we have the relationships through our mission partners with the various governments. What is lacking? In a lot of ways, it's just you. And it's just this simple. A $30 gift right now will help feed 3 children for the next 3 months. A $50 gift will help feed 5 children for the next 3 months. I think you're seeing the pattern here. $100 will help feed 10 children. And let me tell you, there are many children in need. Some of you can give $1,000 or more right now. We will put it to good use so we can see more stories like we showed you there. But know this, the need is great.
Yes.
We must act today. So that's what I'm asking you to do. Pick up the phone, go online right now, make the best gift you can.
Right now, across the continent of Africa, children are suffering, facing severe malnutrition and even death. Extreme drought and famine, putting at risk thousands of lives, means we must replenish food supplies immediately to keep feeding 350,000 children and help reach more people in desperate need. Through Life's Mission Feeding Outreach, your gift of love can be an answer to prayer for a hurting and hungry child in their time of need. Call now with your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 to help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift of any amount, we'll send the Daily Life Devotional Calendar. This perpetual calendar has 365 days worth of scriptures and inspirational thoughts to remind you of the rest you can find in God's loving arms. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request the Light of Life desk lamp. Find comfort and encouragement from Jesus' words in John 8:12, displayed on this standalone acrylic desk lamp, perfect for home or office decor, as a reminder that Jesus is the light of the world. Finally, with your gift of $1,000 or more to help feed and care for 100 children, be sure to request our inspiring bronze sculpture, A Cup of Water. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
I do hope you will go online or go to the phones, however you prefer. Just be a part. Be a part of this huge blessing. It's necessary and it's a privilege to do it in the name of Jesus. So make the best gift you can. And, you know, Tammy, I hope that if you're interested, that you will request this book.
Yes, absolutely.
What a blessing.
For any amount that you're able to give to the ministry today, we want to send you Beauty from Ashes, A Christian Couple's Journey from Abortion to Redemption. I cannot tell you how much I have loved spending today with you both. It has helped me so much. And I know that, and I pray that it has helped so many of you today, equipping you to know just how to handle a situation that might be in your life right now or surrounding your life. God is giving us answers, and He's given us a great love to know how to walk this journey out with so many people. We love you. Thank you for watching. We'll see you next time on Life Today.
Kenza Haddock joins Wellness Wednesdays to help you identify subtle attacks on your mental health and take proactive steps toward healing.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.